Hey everybody, it's that time again. Time for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. You can find out more about me and subscribe to this podcast at beingfreenow.com. There's a topic I find myself getting charged up about. I got into a conversation with a friend a week or so ago and I felt myself climbing up on my soapbox. That usually means I'm pretty passionate about it. I think it focuses on one very vital aspect of my own divine purpose, and I think it can certainly play into more discovery of yours as well, or at least I hope you find this interesting. Some of you may have read the phrase poetic and powerful living on some of my pages and in my coaching content. Honestly, in spite of the inspiration that led me to use those phrases together, I sort of backed off of it because I wasn't sure people would resonate with or understand what living poetically was about or how that linked in with living powerfully. But I think maybe I was limiting my audience and limiting myself in the fact that what feels empowering to me is something that has a right to be expressed and shared in order to help others as well, if that feels right. Now, powerful living is certainly something that we discuss a lot these days. Professional coaches and business people, individuals really in all walks of life that care about others' success, promote empowerment. We all are given various methods and support in order to truly claim our own worth and to gain confidence in our lives, in our relationships, and in our careers. I know I've talked about power before and probably focused on that sense that our true power is not some human force, but a divine quality of life, something to which we have full rights and can lean on our own behalf and to help others. Today, let's talk about that other term, poetic. What do I mean by that and why can't I shut up about it? Well, that's the big question. I'm going to attempt to briefly share some thoughts about it. What is a poetic life? Well, it can mean whatever you think it means, of course, and that is valid. But to me, I would describe a poetic life as one where we feel connected to and inspired by things. It's where we not only feel powerful and successful and brave, but where we also feel touched, awed, stirred, awakened, soothed, stimulated by our experiences. Not just on special occasions that we box up and put on a shelf because it's not useful in the world or to our lives, but all the time. Because the poetry is the soul of life, and who wants a life without a soul? What even is that? It may be survival and triumph, but is it thought-provoking? Is it intriguing and fascinating and eye-opening? Does it expand our sense of possibility or touch our inner being in a way that we may not even fully understand? And that's the thing, I guess, about poetry. It isn't always straightforward. It isn't always something we can even fully get. But does it make us wonder? Does it, I'm not really talking about anything in our, I'm talking about anything in our lives right now, not just poetry, but does it make something within us feel in a way that is indescribable, but somehow favorable, noteworthy, pleasant, or even if not pleasant, something worth experiencing, even as an unknown? Am I making myself completely vague here? Probably, but it's the best I can do so far here. The elusiveness of the poetry is its beauty. It's what makes us continue to seek, to yearn, to grow, to ponder, to come to love things we never saw coming, and to come to know ourselves in a way that's clearer. If we know what stirs us, we know what matters, what makes us feel more alive, and just maybe what makes us feel. Aren't there times in our lives that apathy and settling is just kind of our new normal? Isn't feeling something rather strongly, even momentarily, a solution to that apathy? And isn't exploring that momentary feeling and making it more a part of our regular lives a way to overcome that apathy, that settling, more broadly? So living poetically can mean a lot of things, but it means serving that part of you that wants to discover and feel and wonder. It can very likely mean listening to music or making it yourself. It can mean attending art shows and galleries, checking out architecture in a city, learning more about history, going out into nature deliberately, going to an observatory or planetarium. It can be developing or utilizing your own artistic talents or watching others create. It can be getting acquainted with other cultures and participating in their celebrations or rituals. It can be walking into cathedrals and chapels and seeing both the glory of the structure of what's been placed there to inspire and to worship, and at the same time maybe entering into a silent space in that small chapel or immense cathedral and feeling the grandeur of a divine presence that includes yourself and invites you to soar and to ponder and to explore. Author Abarjani said it this way: a world without poetry and art would be too much like the one without birds or flowers. Bearable, but a lot less enjoyable. Pablo Picasso said this: the purpose of art is washing the dust of daily life off our souls. I think it's more urgent than we may think, and this is my soapbox rant and my little short version of it. I think it may be more urgent than we think to truly honor those beautiful and stirring things, because it's not only what gives us a pause from the daily life of doing, pursuing, worry, and striving, but because a life without a soul is not a very powerful one, and it is less colorful, less vital, less satisfying than the one we deserve and the one that God has prepared for us. God gave us various ways in which to celebrate very uniquely and individually as only we can His glories. To refuse these gifts that touch the very deepest parts of us is to dishonor God, really. And to blow him off so that we can make sure the world looks at us and sees a successful mortal, or that we meet some criteria for what is important to know and to do, especially in this modern age and its seeming focus on achievement and its limited way of what that even looks like. That can be very narrow, and that's chilling to me. You will not miss an opportunity to succeed in your career and financially because you've conscientiously paused for grace. Grace enhances your powers and provision, I think. To explore, you don't need to justify the poetry of your life. You need to encourage it, relish it, and make it a priority. Okay, jumping off my soapbox, I'm just going to leave you with a quote I just stumbled upon from my favorite poet, Rainer Maria Rilke. Sometimes a man stands up during supper and walks outdoors and keeps on walking because of a church that stands somewhere in the east. Let yourself respond to the call to beauty, inspiration, wonder. Just see what happens. And feel free to let me know about it. I'm at lauramolitor@gmail.com. And my website again is beingfreenow.com. I would love to talk with you more about your poetic and powerful life. I hope to hear from you, and I'll see you next week.